This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Robert Weber, Administrator of Pharmacy Services at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in Columbus. Dr. Weber, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Well, thanks for having me today, Laura. I appreciate being here.
Before we jump into the questions, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. So I'm the Chief Pharmacy Officer at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. And prior to coming to Ohio State, I was the Chief Pharmacy Officer at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And my main goal when I came to Ohio State was to design and develop an integrated pharmacy enterprise. I think we've accomplished that here at Ohio State. I also focus on medication error research, and I also teach within the College of Pharmacy at Ohio State.
Fantastic. Well, considering your position and your leadership role within Wexner Medical Center, what are your top priorities today, and how do you anticipate they're going to change in the next 12 months?
Yeah, that's a great question, Laura. So, you know, obviously we're in a time of COVID. So in terms of our strategic priorities, COVID and COVID recovery is a primary focus at this point in time, particularly operationalizing effective use of the COVID vaccine. So it's really going to be a focus in the next 6 to 9 months of making sure that the vaccine is given to the patients that need it, and also then focus on how can organizations such as ours continue to recover from COVID. As you know, we had to stop surgeries. We had to really take a stall in what we did operationally. So we need to focus on COVID recovery, COVID vaccine, and then as we move out of the year, focus on new ways that we as a pharmacy department and a hospital can generate revenue for our institution to be able to better provide care for our patients.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm interested, you know, obviously moving through the process of providing the COVID vaccine and really recovering from that is so, so important. But when you do look into the future, what is kind of on the horizon for the pharma division at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center? What do you really see as being something that will make a difference for the organization?
Sure. So I think two things are really going to make a difference, Laura. The first is our changing role of our pharmacy practitioner. Here at Ohio State, we have over 200 credentialed pharmacists that are approved by our medical staff to provide independent therapeutic drug monitoring services. As we move into the future, we'll be expanding that and really providing the pharmacists with more of an opportunity to practice at the top of their license. We believe that that will improve efficiency, Laura, that will improve the quality of care, that will continue to really grow the profession in terms of really providing the best pharmaceutical care for our patients. And then secondly, specialty pharmacy. Obviously, there's been lots of stuff published about the role of specialty pharmacy and specialty medications. So our focus in the future will be making sure that these expensive high-touch medications are used safely and effectively. And if we do that, we'll also generate a very positive revenue stream for our hospital and ultimately for our patients. So really, I see it, Laura, as the pharmacist role really expanding to be an extremely highly technical and sophisticated role where the pharmacist is really a provider and really doing things independently to help our patients.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for going through that with us.
Sure. Now,
I'm wondering next, when you're looking at strategic growth for the future, how are you thinking about that? What really is on the docket? Obviously, you just talked about two different areas where, pharmacy is going to make a difference in the future. But when it comes to growth, what do you need to add? Where do you need to kind of shift focuses going forward?
Yeah, that's really a great question as well. So one of the things our CEO, Dr. Hal Paz, has spoken of many times, and it really is the focus of our department, is Dr. Paz's vision is that we create and use a technology platform that really brings healthcare into the home, that brings healthcare into patients' lives. So, for example, trying to replicate the 1960s where you had the home doctor's visits, you had the home pharmacy delivery of medications, trying to replicate that in a society now using a technology platform to reach multiple patients and multiple types of patients within their own home. So patients having access to technology, having access to providers, and that's really a strategy that the pharmacy is using as well. So for example, we've expanded our use of telehealth. And so we see in the next year this whole expansion of pharmacist provider status as well as pharmacist activities will be accomplished through a strategy of using telehealth and also using technology to deliver medications to patients' homes as well. So we see, or I see, technology as a key strategy in helping us to achieve this goal of expanding the pharmacist's role as a provider and also improving the quality of care and access to medications for our patients. So really the strategy is technology.
Got it. That's really interesting to think about. And it really, you know, the idea of having more telehealth, bringing more things into the home and taking it to the patients really is exciting to think about.
Sure. Yeah. Now, when you think about it, for example, if a patient goes to a hospital pharmacy, you know, retail store and gets a prescription filled and then they go home and they have a question on it. Well, in the past, they've, you know, called the pharmacy back. You may not be able to get a pharmacist. The pharmacist may be busy. But then in this day and age, the pharmacist can connect to the patient using telehealth. The patient can be taught how to use various technology to reach out to the pharmacist with a question and to also reach out to the pharmacist for things like refills and questions about their medication that may have to do with insurance or that may have to do with other aspects of their medication therapy. So giving patients the option to really use technology to best access a pharmacist who is by far the most accessible healthcare provider. We know that, but we also know that pharmacists are busy. So patients using technology will really help to focus the efforts of pharmacists to the patients that really need the pharmacist's help.
That makes a lot of sense and really seems like it'll be efficient for the patients as well as the providers.
Sure, sure.
Now, before we wrap up our discussion, I wanted to ask you about leadership. What are three pieces of advice that you have for emerging leaders today?
So I actually was talking to our residents about this the other day, Laura, and these are the thoughts that I have about this. The first is to really, as a leader, develop your philosophy and your vision of your practice, whether it's a pharmacy practice, medical practice, dental practice, nursing practice. As leader, understand, what is it I want to accomplish for my patients? What's my vision of the best practice of my profession for my patients? And then secondly, learning how to communicate that vision effectively and clearly. We teach our students here at Ohio State to communicate things simply and clearly, because the simpler and more clear your message is as a leader, the better understood it is by the people around you. And then finally, leadership is all about relationships, right, Laura? It's all about understanding who your partners are, understanding how you can help an organization, how you can partner and develop positive relationships within an organization to be a successful leader. So as a young growing leader, my best advice is to focus on those three areas. It really helps as a young leader also to sit down and just write some thoughts down about each one of these areas, to write down, what do I want to accomplish in my career? What does my practice look like? What's the vision of how I see my practice moving forward and helping patients? And then secondly, how do I communicate it clearly? And thirdly, how can I establish relationships to help get that vision accomplished?
Dr. Weber, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. This has been a really fascinating discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me today, Laura.